This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the South Florida High School Sports Show with Larry Bluestein on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Their experts treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Here is Larry Bluestein.
Yes, sir. Welcome to a new week, and welcome to WQAM FM 104.3 Sports. Look at us. We have gone big time, and we are with you up until 8 o'clock this evening. And if you are a first-time listener, some people never listen to AM, I guess. I don't know. I mean, we'll find out. Obviously, there's a lot of people I know that today when we do show promos all the time on Facebook and also on X. So we get feedback from there. And then today, one of the big feedbacks was, you guys are on FM now? And I says, hey, listen, I just show up, you know? I kind of just show up here for the last, 15 years. So it's a lot of good stuff. We are right now, as you could see yesterday with the NFL getting underway over the weekend in their exhibition games, colleges in 2 weeks, which will be week zero, and then week one will be in 3 weeks. So 3 weeks from yesterday, we will be over at Hard Rock Stadium for the University of Miami's opener, nationally televised, against defending national runner-up Notre Dame, who I believe is five in the poll. Miami's in 10. You know, sometimes you don't know. I don't know. I mean, I've been looking at these polls for a million years, you know, and you know, to me, the only one that counts is the day after the national championship game. I mean, as far as if you win or not the national championship, other than that, like when I always tell people, I said, there's only going to be two teams that are going to reach a national championship game and only one national champion every year. So, you know what? Just go with the flow. You know, they've have done this for decades and decades and years. So you just play, obviously, for college. Nowadays, the money is so much in the forefront, whether it be contracts from TV or NIL money or whatever. You know, again, I just show up. It's gotten to the point where, I mean, I do have an opinion on all of this, not favorable being around it for so long. And it's not that I don't want to be, you know, keep up with the times or, you know, progress with what everybody else is, but some of it makes, you know, well, it makes sense from a financial standpoint. And that's where we're at. You know, once they started taking rivalries away, rivalries that were being played for 70 and 80 and 90 years, you know, and then alter them and putting them at different, you know, times. I get it. Okay, I get it. Everything is run around the mighty dollar, and that's life. Okay, so that's why we have all these changes, and that's why if you're a football purist, it'll never be like it used to be in so many ways. I mean, you know, you look now, and there was a time, what, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, where NFL, college, and high school were all running three-a-day practices, three-a-days, early morning, after lunch, special teams in the middle of it, and then a night practice. NFL, you do that now, and the players' union will be on you quick. You'll be fined. Colleges, forget it. And then high schools. But there are, you know, really, there are some old school people who still kind of run those extra practices, whether it be in the gym or in the hallways of a school, you know, going through walkthroughs and such. They still do. You can't take football out of people who have that in their blood. You just can't. But, you know, back in the day, I mean, because everybody, wow, it's so hot these days. Oh, it was always hot. You know, you for as long as I can remember, June, July, August, and even into early September, steam baths down here. So it's always been hot. And if you really want to go back into the 70s and the 80s, they wouldn't give you water when you were thirsty. Now, if they don't, that coach will be fired. But they used to you're not drinking until you do this drill right.
Child Protective Services is on line one already.
Yeah, no doubt. It's just a different time. And you know what? Either you keep up with it or you don't. You know, so you never know, right? So you never know what's going on. So that's where we're at. We are this week in high school are the kickoff classics. That means exhibition games. But in some cases, it's not so much. You got all these teams that are been looking forward to these kickoff classics. Thursday, you have two defending state champions playing in a kickoff classic, Chaminade Madonna in 1A and then West Boca Raton in 6A, they're playing. You have Lakeland and Northwestern playing on Saturday night in Vero Beach. You have Norland playing Vero Beach on Friday. You have a lot of these kickoff classics. Some teams opt not to. You know, they'd much rather just play the inter-squad game and not tip their hat, but you know what? I think you're really hurting yourselves. You've been practicing against each other since spring. Okay, so I think it's about time now that you get in a situation where, you know, you start dealing your hand, because next week it starts. We started for real. So it comes down to next week. Some really good opening games. And that's probably what we're going to highlight over the next 2 weeks is the Broward National Showcase, which will have some of the best teams in the country participating. Tonight we'll focus in on a few of them. We'll also talk to the co-founder of the event, which is now in year four, Dr. Kevin Perry. We'll talk to him about the entire schedule that will feature the number one team in the country, Matter Day from Santa Ana, California, which will be coming east to play against perennial state champion, six-time defending state champion, St. Thomas Aquinas. You also have St. Francis Academy of Baltimore, Maryland, playing Chaminade Madonna, one of the top teams in the country again. And then defending 4A state champion, American Heritage Plantation, will be playing against St. Joe's of Pennsylvania, one of the top 20 teams every year as well. And then other games that we'll be talking with Dr. Perry around 7:05 or so. But that's what we got. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like last night I was on a podcast and we were talking about football being the longest off season of any of the sports by far. At baseball, you end up, if you're lucky enough to be playing into late October, early November, then before you know it, February is pitchers and catchers. And you have, you know, like this year, you have the baseball classic, which will be here in Miami. Yay. Basketball, as soon as the NBA finals are over in June, you have the summer league, and then what, in about 6 weeks, September, camp will start. The Panthers just finished in June with another Stanley Cup, had the draft, got a opportunity to see the young kids, you know, that are going to probably not be on the roster for many years, come down, put on their sweaters, you know, get a chance, and boom, September, October, we're right back at it again. So those sports have those short windows where football, not so much. So the off season, if you're in high school, if you're lucky enough to play in the state championship series, it goes into December. So even then you have January, February, March, April, late April, you have your spring football for a month, then your camps, but it's not the season. So the season doesn't kick off to now, this week. You're talking August 11th, the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th will be the kickoff classics. So that void is nearly 9 months. Wow. I mean, it's not without football, but it being for real at the high school level, some teams finished November 7th if they don't make the playoffs. And then college, you make your bowl games. Some of the bowl games are middle December, late December. Boom, you're finished again. Spring comes around. It's football, but it's not football, okay? It's just getting things prepared. And week zero this year comes up the 24th or 23rd, that week right there, because there's a few teams that are being in week zero. And then you have week one, which all hell breaks loose, 12 o'clock noon on that Saturday with Texas and Ohio State. And then Miami and Notre Dame. And the Dolphins, you know, these three preseason games now. I kind of get it, but why even have the preseason games? Just get together like they do and have those scrimmages with the teams, you know, work out daily workouts, and then have a nice controlled scrimmage, you know, at the end. Okay. You save families $1,000 on an exhibition game to see a kid that won't be there next week. And I mean, I'm an advocate of the 17-game season. You can get hurt in week one and come back fully strong. That's how long those seasons are now. So, and I like it, but I just don't like the fact that, I mean, you watch any of those NFL games over the weekend, and shoot, they were like a quarter filled, some of those stadiums. And I don't blame them. Sorry, I'm not paying $55, $60 a ticket to see a guy like in spring training play for an inning or two and then run the outfield. You know, hey, there's Ohtani. Hey, that's him running in the center field from line to line. Yeah, speaking about this, and I know we're football-oriented, and well, we're not really. We're just amateur sports, which is kind of funny. There's no amateur, but I got a chance to watch the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame inductions. And I'll tell you what, put yourself in Ichiro's position. What if you went to Japan and had to give your entire induction speech in Japanese? But I'll tell you what, he impressed me. I mean, you know, even down to kind of little, you know, like the little slang things and everything like that. And I know he was here for a number of years. And, you know, I mean, oh, he needs to speak in. Yeah, some people don't. Some people don't adopt. You know, I mean, having lived here mostly all my life, I know. I see, you know, I mean, a lot of the older Spanish people back in the day, they didn't want us. You know, it was too much. You know, they were just happy to be here. You know, so I understand what it is to completely learn a new language. But watching him and he and his wife and the stories that he told, they're just, you know, that's the way it is. We forgot that, I think, in this day and age. We forgot those little things. You know, the appreciation of him and he and his wife finally getting an opportunity to watch a ball game and sit in the stands and eat a hot dog. You know, I mean, that to me is priceless. You know, I mean, it's yeah. And I'm watching CC Sabathia. I like that. You know, I mean, some of the stories and some of the trials and tribulations that all sports, even football, NFL Hall of Fame, what a lot of these young men went through just to get to that point in life. Those are great. You know, there are some that are born with that proverbial spoon in their mouth, a silver spoon in their mouth. Yeah, okay. But that's in all walks of life. But to hear the heartwarming stories and how, you know, you're raised by mom and grandma with five or six or seven or eight siblings and they're working around the clock just to put food on the table. And here you are working hard enough and being able to be afforded an opportunity to play athletics and become a Hall of Famer. And yeah, and you change lives. That's how you change lives. I mean, you know, people want to say all they want about Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter graduated in college in 3 years with a 4.0 grade point average. You can say anything you want about the man. He's probably not going to play every down of the NFL games. I mean, it's going to be demanding. But boy, I'll tell you what, for him to have arrived at that point just to do what he's doing and the play and his teammates love him. And he's, you know, he looks like a veteran out there. He kind of like, you know, yaps it up with everybody and he dances. And I have no issues with that young man whatsoever. Whatsoever. How could you? He went to college and got a degree in 3 years. Just getting a degree. Yeah. I could go on for years about that stuff because I like those stories. I'm the underdog in a lot of these things. As I said this evening, really good show for you. I mean, I think for the rest of the year, we're going to have outstanding guests. 7:35, our good friend Zach Poff will join us. He's the national editor for Max Preps. Talk about some of the national high school preseason rankings, especially in Florida. So that should be interesting. At 7:25, we'll go up to Jacksonville, talk to Coach Matt Toblin from Jacksonville Bulls. They will be one of the teams coming down to play in the Broward County Showcase. They will be playing against Monarch High School in one of the games. We'll discuss that with our guest at 7:05, Dr. Kevin Perry, co-founder. Broward Showcase Associate Director and co-founder. We'll have him about 7:05. One of the other teams coming down from the state of Florida, from up north, Coach Rodney Wells, Orlando Dr. Phillips. They'll be playing against Fort Lauderdale Dillard and Dillard's new and refurbished stadium. Both of them are the Panthers, so it should be really good. We'll talk to Coach Wells. Really good guy. Had a great season last year as well. At 6:35, we'll kind of get to the heart of the matter of high school football in the state of Florida and sports. Craig Damon, Chief Executive Officer of the FHSAA, will join us. And in just a few minutes, we'll have another coach, somebody who kind of cut his teeth coaching here in South Florida, is the head coach coming down for the second year from Peachtree Ridge, Georgia. We'll talk to Coach Matt Helmrich. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We'll take this time out on WQAM FM 104.3 Sports, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Okay, right back with you, Larry Bluestein, and this is our show for a Monday evening. We'll have new rejoins, don't worry. kind of catch you off guard now that we've made the switch to FM. How about that? Starting next week, the fourth annual Broward County National High School Football Showcase will be here in South Florida. Some really good football teams. Coming back for the second year will be Peachtree Ridge High School of Georgia. And last year they lost in a tough game, which was the opening game. This year they will have an opportunity to get some little revenge. They play Piper at Dillard High School at 4 o'clock on Thursday. It will be the first game. And coming back home once again will be Coach Matt Helmrich, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. You loved it enough. You're coming back again. You just can't stay away. But I know you love the, I know you love the competition here in South Florida.
No, it's a great event, and Kevin and Sean and all the guys down there have just, you know, to put this on and get this many sponsors, and I mean, it's I don't think people, you know, fully grasp, you know, how much work goes into this and all the planning and stuff. So it's a great opportunity for us to kind of go out of town and you know, obviously had that opportunity when I was coaching at St. Thomas to go different places and you know, it's always great traveling, seeing new places, but you know, competing and being on a plane and traveling with your teammates and coaches and getting that time together was just priceless. So
yeah,
we're looking forward to coming back down there.
And an opportunity to see the new Dillard. It's really nice. I mean, they added turf to the field. It's really nice. And you guys will be the first ones to play on it. You guys playing against Piper. Last year, I mean, and everybody knows, I mean, Georgia football is just, it's crazy good. And, I mean, you guys finished 6-6. You made the playoffs, you know, in a very competitive 7-team district, which is kind of unheard of down here. We have 3 and 4 teams in districts. And we talked last year, and you said, you know, we have a lot of young kids. You know, we had a couple of veteran kids, but mostly a lot of young kids. What are you bringing South for this first game here?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we had a 2-touchdown lead in that Monarch game, and, you know, kind of allowed it to slip away, and, you know, credit to Monarch for you know, they kept battling and everything. Right. But that happened 3 more times later in the year, just giving up fourth quarter leads. And, you know, just like you said, you know, some young guys that just didn't know how to finish and close off games. So, you know, previous years we were starting a little bit slow, but last year we got out of gate pretty well and just didn't finish. So, you know, kids were really upset and, you know, going back, and we had some sideline, video issues and stuff like that. So going back and, you know, going home and watching that film, I mean, we were just, you know, beating our heads against the wall. So kind of let it slip away. And Monarch had a uber, you know, talented team. So, and I don't know much about Piper. You know, I've talked to Coach Short, you know, in the past and you know, he's a good dude, and, you know, talked to him when he was at Douglas and everything. So I heard they got some pretty good players. So we do have game one this week against Roswell. So trying to focus on that, and then also get ready for this trip down there as well. So, but no, we're excited. You know, this is my fourth year. So those kids that I came in with, you know, kind of eighth graders, the spring of their eighth grade year. It's been really cool to kind of see them go through this process. And, you know, we got a safety committed to NC State. We got a corner committed to Duke. Receiver committed to Wake, and a running back, you know, that's committed to Boston College. So we're filling up the ACC this year, but definitely a great group of kids. And like I said, you know, we had some kids transfer out. You know, and I know Florida is a transfer mess too sometimes. And it's definitely you know, trickled up here. They did put some new laws in this year. I think we'll help some of that. But you know, we did. Quarterback transferred out and had some others, but you know, we got a pretty good team and some pretty good seniors, and you know, I really like where we're at from a leadership standpoint, you know, kind of compared to last year. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Matt Helmrick joins us, head coach at Peachtree Ridge, Georgia. They're coming down playing the Broward Showcase for the second year. And, you know, it's crazy that you mentioned it. I'll make you feel better. We, you know, between last December and last week, 353 kids transferred in 2 counties. Okay, so that'll kind of put you at ease to know what they're going through on a daily basis down here. You know what? It's something that is sort of, we're numb to it. You know, I mean, it's sort of like hurricane season. It's here. We know it's here. And, you know, it's one of those things. You talk about Roswell. Last year, you played them in the opening game. They beat you 21-6 and you came down. Is it a better Peachtree Ridge team that's facing Roswell this week?
I think so. I think we're, you know, we got a lot of guys coming. Well, not a lot of guys coming back for, you know, as far as starters, but a lot of guys that played significant minutes last year, and just a little bit more cohesiveness. Roswell had a really, really good team last year, and we kind of got put into a the box score doesn't show this, but kind of got, you know, put into a tough spot. There was a lot of rain delays. I think it was 21-6, 21-7, something like that in the third.
Right.
We were driving, finally put together a couple drives, obviously being a passing offense in a – it was a torrential downpour, and we left the field a couple times, and you know, it was the middle of third quarter, and our kids finally woke up, and you know, they started feeling good and jumping around, and we were drenched. I mean, we came back out and played in front of 0 fans in the third quarter. I've never done that before. It was back, like a COVID nightmare. But and then lightning hit again. So it was like, all right, well, do we wait till 11 o'clock midnight to try to finish this out and then, you know, come back the next day and Sunday and practice and get ready to go to Florida, or we just kind of chalk this one up as an L. So that was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do is tell these kids, hey, you know, we're basically forfeiting the last quarter to half to you know, stay healthy. And, you know, we got to get ready for Monarch. So, but, you know, hats off to Roswell. They have a really good team last year. I think they made the quarterfinals or semifinals. So they've got a great program. They always got hard-nosed kids over there.
You know, you talk about traveling and bringing the kids, and this is something that, you know, a lot of these teams, like during the summer, they travel everywhere together. You know, they go on those caravans and they'll take a bus or whatever and go throughout the Southeast. And I think it's kind of morphed into something special because a lot of the places that they travel to, they're like historic landmarks. If they go up the Eastern Seaboard, they go to where a lot of these battlegrounds. I know a lot of kids went to Alabama this year and got a chance to cross the bridge in Selma. You know, things like that, people taking a look at, you know, you take a step back and you go, well, wait a minute. You know, I mean, these kids are really getting an education, you know, from the standpoint of academics, but also a life deal. In traveling here as a group to South Florida, do you kind of experience that? Because the kids are going to be together, they're going to eat together, they travel together, they ride together, probably more so than they do at home. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of one of the pillars of our program. You know, we do, and I started it, like you said, I started it with a van. You know, 12 years ago at St. Thomas, getting in a van and six or seven kids, eight kids, going all the way up to Cincinnati, Indiana, you know, Ohio State, taking some kids up there. You know, way back when, and now that's morphed into us. There's a couple schools that do it, but not too many. But we do a June college campus tour, and we usually hit about 10 to 12. You know, college campuses. We went all the way up to the Midwest, Indiana. Last year we went to Alabama, down to Florida State, kind of make a loop.
Nice.
Year before went South Carolina, North Carolina. I had a kid at Virginia Tech. We got all the way to Liberty and Virginia Tech 2 years ago. So we put the miles in, and those are usually 3 or 4 day trips. So they get it. It's cool. I love it because I've never seen some of those. I mean, just Blacksburg was unbelievable. And then I ended up getting to go back and watch a game there. But, and then just going down to, you know, Fort Lauderdale and just being out. And I mean, some of these kids have never seen the beach. I mean, it was hilarious, but it wasn't because the kid was flipping out. But, you know, there's two kids that were flipping on the plane ride last year and screaming like, you know, the old 30-year-old girls. But, it was funny. You know, they'd never been on a plane ride, and I never got on a plane until I went to college and played ball. So, I think just those experiments or those experiences, you know, can last a lifetime. And at the end of the day, you know, whether we travel with 60-ish kids, you know, not all 60 are going to get on the field and have significant minutes, but they're going to remember these trips. They're going to remember these trips. I mean, these kids still talk about going into, what the heck, the Duke and, you know, some of these colleges we've been to see. So, you know, it's pretty cool to be able to do that kind of summer, and then extension of that is these games. So lucky that, you know, Kevin and Sean and you know, invited us back, and looking forward to coming down there again.
Good stuff. Coach, good luck this week against Roswell. We'd like to see you 1-0 coming down here next week, and appreciate you taking some time, and, you know, keep up the great work. You've always been one of my favorites.
No, I appreciate it, Larry. Thanks for all you do.
Good stuff. Coach Matt Helmrich, the head coach at Peachtree Ridge in Georgia. They'll be back down next Thursday to play Piper High School in the Broward County Showcase. So if you haven't had an opportunity, when we have Kevin on at 7:05 this evening, he'll give you every opportunity to find out how you can get tickets and what games to see. So that's important as well. As a new school year begins, obviously, there's a lot of things going on in all the sports. Yeah, we focus in on football, but somebody who not only watches football, but he has every other sport in the state of Florida. That's CEO of the FHSAA, Craig Damon, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Craig, thanks so much for taking the time. Good luck on a new school year. I'll say that and get that out of the way. And certainly a lot of good things ahead for 25-26 in the state of Florida. And I know you've been busy.
Yes, sir, Larry. Thank you for having me on. And we are excited about this upcoming school year.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of things planned. I mean, especially when it comes to football, you know, with, you know, we're talking about the showcase tonight down here that'll be played for the fourth straight year. I mean, it shines such a great spotlight on the state of Florida when you have, you know, programs like Bosco and Mater Dei and St. Francis Academy, you know, getting an opportunity to line up against some of the really good football teams, you know, in the state of Florida. And now, what they've done is expanded it where Florida teams are involved. And Jacksonville Bulls, we're going to have Coach Matt Tomlin on later in the show tonight. And also Coach Rodney Wells will be coming up as well. Talk about that, having a showcase in your own state that you could, you know, kind of put your chest out and say, you know what, you know, we have these teams. Lakeland's going out to play De La Salle, and Manatee is playing this, and Venice is playing that. And talk about what it means to you to have all these programs, you know, not just in football, but every other sport, get an opportunity to kind of shine such a favorable light on this state.
Being a former coach, you know, doing it for 20 years on the football field, but just the talent that's here in the state of Florida, it is tremendous. There's no other state like the talent that's here in the state of Florida. So every summer when I go to our national conference with the 50 other state associations, I like to brag about the athletes here in the state of Florida. And, you know, everybody's comparing themselves to the state of Florida because we're the ones that everybody's trying to go out to get. But it's, you know, Kevin and Sean, what they've created down in, with the Broward Showcase is just unbelievable. I've been down there the past 3 years and planning on going to be there Thursday, but coming in Friday morning, we'll be there for the games on Friday and Saturday just to show our support. And the good things about the games on Friday and Saturday, there is Florida versus other states, so I can wear a school
yes.
shirt to help support that school during the game. And typically I change shirts, bring two or three shirts with me. The schools have been very, very generous to me, and they make sure that I have a polo and a hat so I can represent each of our schools when we are playing the teams from out of state. But it's a great opportunity for our kids to have the ability to play against teams from out of state. It almost resembles or very similar to a college team either going on a road trip or possibly playing in a bowl game. And the support that Broward County, Dade County, and the county surrounding there, the local businesses have poured into this event just makes it a great opportunity, a great experience for our student athletes.
Yeah, no doubt. And you're one of the guys, I mean, you get around. I mean, you know, not to take anything away from your predecessors or people before, but the one thing about you, I mean, no matter if I'm at wrestling or if I'm at baseball or anywhere, you're there, you're supporting, you're showing, listen, hey, you know, it's not, I'm a football coach and I've been around football all my life, but I love other sports. Talk about what that means to you to go to a, you know, to a bowling event or to a girls track event and, you know, just to show, you know, the coaches and the athletes and their parents that, listen, you know, yeah, I'm the CEO of the FHSAA, but you know what? I support everybody. What does that mean to you to be supportive in that way?
It means everything. Being an athlete director and head football coach at North Marion, you know, people tend to think that the athletic director is going to make sure he favors the football team. So trying to spread the wealth across the other sports and schools. That's always been something that I took as a priority to make sure that I'm showing just as much love to all of our sports. But for me, in this new role as executive director, actually new role, new part is over, but to have the ability to go to other sports, it's been very humbling because I didn't know all the rules and all of the skills and strategies for other sports. So I've learned quite a bit having the ability to go and watch sports, you know, for example, bowling, you know, going to bowling. And yeah, my family, we go bowl every now and then, but to actually watch our student athletes participate in bowling and see some of the things that they do, or swimming and diving, tennis, and just all of our sports. So for me, it's very humbling for me because again, I've been around football and baseball, played both of those in college and coach both of those sports, but other sports I didn't ever get the chance to coach. So it's always interesting to sit back and watch from a football mind, a baseball mind, the strategy that coaches bring into to trying to be competitive and to compete against other teams. So it's for me, it's great to be around the kids. That niche that where I sort of sometimes question myself whether I want to go back into coaching and start to miss the kids, but going to events and being around the kids and seeing the camaraderie and the teamwork of the teams it helps fill that niche for me so I can go back to the office and work a little bit longer before needing another refill.
Yeah. And you cut your teeth as a coach and had an opportunity to go. And I saw you at many of an event, you know, supporting your football program when you were at North Marion. You took the kids to all these different camps. I still vision you in a chair in 95 degree weather at the University of Miami. And I mean, you go to a lot of these events. Also academically, I mean, you're one of the guys that believes, hey, listen, you know what? You're not going to play athletics unless you get it done in the classroom. It's so paramount. The FHSA rewards the student athletes for getting it done in the classroom as well. Talk about that, because I think for a lot of people listening tonight, Craig, that's really important. To play athletics in high school is great, but to get it done in the classroom, set yourself up for life, you know, at the next level.
Yeah, and it does, because at some point in time, you're going to hang your cleats up, you're going to hang the gloves up. You're going to have something to fall back on. We only can play sports for a period of time, and during that season or that chapter, and when that chapter's over, it's time to move on to something else. So having an education, having the ability to get a degree or get a diploma from school or learn a trade, get a certification, those things are what's going to carry on for the majority of life. You know, right now, playing sports, we think we'll play until we die, until the end. But it's only going to last for a season, you know, a couple seasons. And when those seasons are over, you have to have something else to fall back on. One of the things that I'm glad to be a part of and really take a lot of pride in is the Florida Dairy Farmers Academic All-State Team, where we recognize 12 female and 12 male students that are our top academic athletes that must have played, you know, two sports, and lettered in varsity levels at least for 2 years. And we get those kids get scholarships at the end of the year. So it's anywhere from, I think, 1,700 as the lowest per kid, and the two overall winners, the male winner and the female winner, for each of those different genders, they get an extra $6,300 on top of that. So that's one of the things that we're trying to do a better job of showcasing, you know, that it's not just about what takes place on the field, but the academics is also important. And, you know, we've been brainstorming a little bit, trying to, and in the next year or two, we're going to unveil some other things. One of the things that we looked at doing, and we partnered with Ray Lewis on, is creating a turnaround kit. It's that kid that's not the 4.5 GPA, but it's the kid that at some point in time, either through academics or just behavior problems with people sort of wrote off and they didn't think they were going to make it. And all of a sudden, a coach or somebody got in their life and provided an impact or influence that turned it around, ended up graduating, and maybe not a kid that's going to D1 school or D2 school, maybe not even going to play sports afterwards, but turn their life around and for the better. You want to try to find a way to identify those kids, recognize those kids, and try to provide some type of reward or scholarship for those student athletes.
Good stuff. Good stuff. That's Craig Damon, Executive Director here at the Florida High School Athletic Association, located in Gainesville, but he's all over the place. Craig, I can't thank you enough for joining us to kick off the 25-26 school year. We'll talk, and I'll see you plenty, and looking forward to seeing you once again at Pitbull Stadium in December on the campus of FIU. Again, have a great year, and we'll connect.
Thank you, Larry, for all you do for our kids.
Good stuff. Craig Damon, as we said, executive director, does a great job. And like I said, he was a coach. He was a student. He was an AD, so he kind of knows the entire rope, you know, of what the job entails and what all the coaches are going through. So if there's anybody to have in that position, it's him, certainly. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and also youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we close out hour number one. Head coach Rodney Wells from Orlando, Dr. Phillips, is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back to the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Matt Tarecka, hour number one with you. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris. We take you up until 8 o'clock. Thanks so much. In our first segment, to Coach Matt Helmrich from Pete's Cherry Ridge High School will be coming down to play in the Broward County Showcase. He'll be the first game. That'll be a week from Thursday at Diller High School against Piper. And also to Craig Damon, the executive director of the FHSAA, who joins us. Now we stay in that royalty mode because I'll tell you what, our next guest, one of the best coaches in the state of Florida by far, has done a tremendous job with his Dr. Phillips team up in Orlando throughout the years. 12-2 last year. I thought they had a shot to make it to Miami, and I'm sure that Coach Rodney Wells did as well. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And, boy, I'll tell you what, I thought last year you guys were on that roll, and I thought that you would stay hot and come down here and get a shot at Venice. But Lake Mary clipped you in the end.
Yeah, it was a tough game. You know, it's hard to beat a good team twice. You know, we beat them early in the season, and they came and got us in the playoffs. We just had too many mistakes, you know, in playoff football. You can't make mistakes and turn the ball over and make mistakes on special teams like we did.
Yeah, no doubt. But not only that, I mean, you come off a really good year, one of the best that you've had, and then get an opportunity to not only play a competitive schedule in the Central Florida area, but you get an opportunity to kind of treat the kids a little bit by playing in the Broward County Showcase. You guys will get an opportunity to play what they're kind of calling is the Panther Bowl when you play Dillard on the Friday. That because, you know, last year Lake Mary came down and they played Cardinal Gibbons, and they've had some teams in the past come down, but this is a really good opportunity for your kids. You guys have been down south before, but at the same time, this is an opportunity. It's kind of like a bowl game for the kids. You know, they get treated well, you know, they get fed, they get a nice, you know, they get shirts, they get an opportunity to play in front of a, you know, a really good audience and a refurbished stadium. Talk about that opportunity to play in that event.
Oh, it's a big time opportunity. You know, our kids, a lot of them don't travel a lot and get out, and just like you said, it's like a bowl game atmosphere, and we had the opportunity to come down last year It just didn't work out with our schedule. We tried to make it work, so when the opportunity presented itself this year, we knew we had to take advantage of it, and we're grateful to come down.
And your schedule, I mean, it's, listen, no joke, it's a challenging schedule. Play a lot of the really good teams in your area. I mean, you got Apopka. I mean, I know Apopka might be down temporarily, but they'll be back. I mean, Ocoee got a lot stronger, getting a couple of additions to their teams. And along the way, you got to play that Edgewater game last year. It's kind of like a revenge game. They, you know, and then West Orange, a program that a lot of people may have taken for granted. So they set you up pretty good. And in between, you get a chance to play Olympia and Wekiva. Talk about your schedule, because I think you have a really competitive schedule. And I know the kids work hard, you know, to try to come away with the district title. And it's not easy because, you know as well as I do. And I mean, your district is not easy. I mean, you got East Ridge and Olympia, but it's certainly a winnable district.
Yeah, it's a winnable district. You know, every year going into the playoffs, you know, since we won the state championship back in 17, 18, we have two goals throughout the year. And our goal is to be district champs, and that'll solidify, you know, one, two, sometimes three home games in the playoffs. And the next goal is to go 5-0 in the playoffs. You know, once you're there. So if you can get that district championship and get a few home games, get some momentum going, you know, like we got last year, you got a good opportunity. But everybody knows Central Florida football has been good for a long, long time. So we don't have to travel too far to get good competition.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Rodney Wells joins us, head coach at Dr. Phillips. They'll be taking part in the Broward County Showcase. That will be coming up on the 22nd. That'll be on a Friday. It'll be 8 o'clock game. I've been used to those 8 o'clock games back in the day. That's when they started them all. But certainly an opportunity to play a Dillard team that did well last year. They gave American Heritage Plantation a good run in the playoff game. A team obviously is always loaded with tradition. You know, the Isaac Bruces and such that come out. What do you know about Dillard?
I don't know a whole lot. You know, I saw some film, saw some things on YouTube, and I know they, you know, like South Florida, they fast and they physical. And they got a couple guys that, you know, when they get the ball, they're very dangerous. So we got to keep those guys in front of us and play hard-nosed football, you know, like we always do. First of all, be able to start to run and be able to run the ball to gain some momentum in that game.
Right. And not only that, I mean, you have some really good kids yourselves. I mean, I've had an opportunity to watch a lot of them during camps. Your young man, the offensive lineman, Stam, just committed, I believe, where, to Colgate? Or where did he commit to?
Yeah, Colgate.
Good for him. I mean, he's like a three-year starter, one of those guys in anchors up front. Who else, anybody else that you're looking forward to this year to watch?
Well, we got three starters coming back on the offensive line, along with Stam. We have Chris Singleton and Shamir Philippe. You know, so Chris will be at the center, and Shamir will be a guard and tackle, you know, with RJ. So we pretty good on the offensive line. We got a couple young guys in there, too, that need to grow up real fast. At the receiver spot, we got Zatrius Irvin returning from last year. He's dynamic. He's a smaller receiver, but we just try to give him the ball so, you know, he can go. We got Zion Matthews. He'll be the lead back this year. He was in a loaded backfield last year. We had two seniors kind of in front of him, but he played a lot as well. And probably I think he led the team in touchdowns with like 10, even being behind, you know, two seniors.
Right.
We got a returning quarterback in T.N. Williams, and we got a transfer quarterback in Cameron West, who's also dynamic with his arms and his legs. So we're excited about what we can do. It's just, you know, how fast we can get where we need to get.
Yeah, no doubt. You have your kickoff classic this week?
Kickoff classic this week is a Boone, Boone team.
Okay.
You know, Boone's always, you know, good up front, always got good backs and some good receivers. You know, they play that 3-3 stack and they blitz a lot. So it's going to be a good, really good matchup for us.
Yep. something to get you ready. Coach, I can't thank you enough. I know that you guys are right in the middle of practice, and we're certainly can't wait for you next week. We'll be there. You know, I always admire you for the job you do. You always take your kids around. I see you everywhere, and it's a great thing. And again, thanks so much for taking time on this Monday evening, and we will see you next week. Good luck this week against Boone.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Rodney Wells is the head coach at Dr. Phillips, and he will be down here next week with his football team playing against Dillard in the Broward County Showcase. That'll do it for hour number one. Don't go away. We got some really good guests coming up.
This is the South Florida High School Sports Show with Larry Bluestein on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Their experts treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Here is Larry Bluestein.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to hour number two on 104.3 Sports, right here on your FM dial, WQAM, our new home. And we will next week, Trevor and I will be walking to producers' houses to get this thing right. If they want to produce it and make it right, then they might as well get it right. So, yes, we are on your FM dial now. Great quality. I got a chance to listen to Joe Rose this morning. Joe sounds better than ever. Yep, make it your weekly stop. We thank everybody for tuning in here on our Monday evening, kind of devoting our next 2 weeks to the beginning of football in the Broward County National Football Showcase. We've already talked to Coach Matt Helmrich, the head coach of Peachtree Ridge in Georgia, and also Coach Rodney Wells, who will be playing Dr. Phillips, and Dillard will be playing down here as part of that Broward County Showcase. One of the brainchilds behind it, obviously, Sean Serra has done a tremendous job, but Dr. Kevin Perry has done an awesome job in assembling these teams, keeping everybody abreast on all the great programs over the last 4 years. He's kind enough to kick off hour number two with us. Dr. Perry, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that this has become a full-time job for you, because I check out your email and all the things that you send and all the things that you put up, and here we are. We're just a week away from this thing getting underway. You already started by taking a lot of the teams to Dave & Buster's, a great sponsor of the event, and welcome aboard again.
Thank you, and thank you for everything that you do. And, yeah, it's crazy to believe it's only 10 days away.
Yeah, yeah, and great programs once again coming in. I mean, you know, if people haven't followed the bouncing ball since the inception. You've had St. John Bosco come from California twice, this year, and also Peachtree Ridge coming for the second time. This year, you're getting an opportunity to have Jacksonville Bulls. We'll be talking to Coach Toblin in just a few minutes. Corner Cannon will be coming down from Utah, really good football program. St. Joseph, Pennsylvania, making their second trip. They came 2 years ago to play against St. Thomas Aquinas. As I said, Dr. Phillips, who we just talked to, Coach Wells, does a great job. St. Francis will be coming down once again. They came down a couple years ago to play Chaminade. They'll play him again. And the number one team in the nation, and maybe the most successful team in the last decade, Mater Dei of California. I'll tell you what, you guys did your job once again.
Yeah, the lineup is crazy. I know every year I say it, next year is going to be better. I don't know about next year, because the lineup that we have this year is amazing.
And everybody gets a chance to see it. I mean, we kick it off a week from Thursday at 4 o'clock when Peachtree Ridge and Coach Helmrich brings his team to play Piper. You can't say enough about the job that Quentin Short's done with Piper last year, winning the district, making the playoffs in his very first year after coming over from Douglas. But they'll kind of like kick off the new Dillard High School field. Great job that they've done putting down turf and making that field. And it's got a great attendance, and that'll be on Beacon TV. And that day will continue shifting it over to Cardinal Gibbons at 7 o'clock for Cardinal Gibbons and Archbishop McCarthy. Two local programs. Cardinal Gibbons has been in it every single year. Remember the first year they played against Amatha. They played Cardinal Gibbons last year, Lake Mary, and now they're getting a chance to play an up-and-coming Archbishop McCarthy. And day one ends with Jacksonville Bulls playing against Monarch, two really good football teams. Great first day.
It is, and like you said, I mean, Dillard having a new turf field, the first public high school to have a turf field in Broward County. So we're excited to launch the showcase there this year. And like you said, Coach Brandon Graham's done a great job with Beacon Sports to get that live streamed, which is going to be free for everybody.
Nice. And that's in the first day you get Beacon TV will do the Peachtree Ridge Piper game, and they'll also do Monarch and Jacksonville Bulls. Bulls is going to be one of the top teams now with it looks like Gadsden County may be out of the way. Bulls County, Bulls is a 2A team that, you know, you never know if they can make it. Coach Tomlin's done a great job. They have like 6-7 power four type of kids, you know, in all classifications. Day two, no let up. Corner Canyon, Utah. Program that's like one of the best in the country. A couple years ago, they beat Bishop Gorman. This is a pretty good football program against West Broward. Coach Brian McCartney's done a tremendous job in revamping this program. Two-time defending district champion. They'll kick things up at 4 o'clock at Dillard on Beacon TV. Then the late game, Dr. Phillips and Dillard, the Panther Bowl on Beacon TV. But in between, we'll all have a choice to make to go over St. Thomas Aquinas to watch on ESPN2. St. Joe's of Pennsylvania ranked 17th in the nation against American Heritage top 10 team as well. Let's look at day two, Kevin.
Day two is just as strong. Like you said, we got blessed to have three games on ESPN again this year. And the coaches are actually sending me prospect sheets as we speak. And I've counted at least 120 P4 kids already that are committed to a P4 university. So when you're watching these games next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you're basically watching a college football game.
Well, it's, you know, week zero is coming up in a couple of weeks in college, but Saturday's certainly going to give you four programs that definitely have had their share of not only state championships, but national titles between St. Thomas, St. Francis Academy, Chaminade, and Mater Dei. That 3 o'clock game will be on ESPN. It's going to be a prime game. Everybody around the country at 3:30 will be tuned in to that contest as Mater Dei, one of the best teams in the country year after year after year, against six-time defending state champion St. Thomas Aquinas, and then the nightcap St. Francis Academy with easily one of the biggest offensive line, averaging over 325 pounds, will play against Chaminade Madonna, a team that's kind of like revamped a little bit. But last year they were young. They still managed to win another state title and give St. John Bosco a run in the opening game. That'll be the 8 o'clock game on ESPN2. Two great teams on two different times. Talk about that day. That's a showcase day.
It is. And like you said, that basically is two colleges going against each other. Both squads are completely loaded. The whole Mater Dei, St. Thomas Day, people have been wanting to see it for years. I just got blessed to actually make it happen and give the opportunity. And like you mentioned earlier, how St. Francis and Chaminade, they played 2 years ago where Chaminade beat St. Francis. So they're looking to come for some revenge, but we know how Coach Jones does things as Chaminade. So those are going to be absolutely tremendous games. And just what a way to kick off football season. If you have that itch since last February, you get to watch a college football game at noon, then St. Thomas Mater Dei at 3:30, Chaminade St. Francis at 8 o'clock. It's going to be there's going to be a lot of people glued to the TV on ESPN on that Saturday.
I agree. This all can't be done by yourself. You and Sean have a host of people, plus some of your great sponsors, local sponsors. Shout out some of those people who are making this possible because, you know, I know the Broward Education Foundation as well has done a great job, you know, in making this happen. But give a little props to the people who are making this happen for 4 years.
Yeah, I'm going to start with their partners because without them, this would not even be possible. And we've done a great job of securing some really
local sponsors, some national sponsors, but Joe DiMaggio's Children's Hospital, Adidas, Visit Lauderdale, Dave & Buster's, those are four huge sponsors and partners for us. I mean, Joe DiMaggio comes in with U18 Sports Medicine, Adidas with the free shirts and bags, Visit Lauderdale when we bring all these teams to Broward County, which last year I think our economic impact was over $2 million for the 3 days. So that's huge. And you mentioned where Dave & Buster's, they bring us in, bring all the teams in for food and games, and they also tailgate for the VIP area at each game. So we couldn't do it without them. And as you mentioned with the Broward Education Foundation, of course, CEO James Knapp, Sean Sarah, Griffin Sarah, Dwayne, Angel, they've been phenomenal putting this together, helping me with logistics. And of course, we can't do it without the BCAA. With Patty, Rocky, Jen, Kristen, and Xenia, we can't do it without those people and then without those partners.
Yeah, no doubt. And then next week, we'll be pushing this the day before the event. I know you'll, even though you don't know, you're going to be on with Patty and I in our debut show on our BCA Playmakers, which will be coming up next week as well. So this all kicks off a week from this Thursday, 4 o'clock. You got to get to the game. Let everybody know how they could get the ticket information, because obviously that's going to be important. I mean, very affordable for what you get, obviously.
Yeah, if you want all information, you can start by going to browarededfoundation.org/showcase. And that's the showcase link on the Broward Education Foundation website. Ticket information, the schedule, what teams are coming, photos from the past. And also on X and Instagram, the both handles are Broward Showcase. So, you know, follow us. And I'm posting every day as a countdown, and more information is going to come. Right now, the non-ESPN game tickets are live on GoFan. When you go to GoFan, you search Broward Education Foundation. The three ESPN games, those tickets will be on sale later this week to the public.
Oh, good stuff. 16 teams, 8 games, 3 different venues, Dillard, St. Thomas, and also St. Cardinal Gibbons will host a local part of that that game. That'll be on that 7 o'clock on that Thursday as well, which will be a really good game between Cardinal Gibbons and Archbishop McCarthy. Kevin, I can't thank you enough, man. As always, we'll be right on top of it. Next week, we'll continue. We'll have some more coaches that'll be taking part in it as well. We thank you so much for stopping by, as always, and continue the great job, and we'll continue to promote it.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for everything you do for these kids.
Good stuff. Dr. Kevin Perry, Broward Showcase, athletic director, and also the co-founder of the event year 4. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we continue with our look at the showcase. Coach Matt Toblin, the head coach at Jacksonville Bulls, they'll be in action. And we'll also talk about some of the teams locally that are rated nationally by Max Preps in their inaugural kickoff top teams with Zach Poff. Don't go away.
Welcome back to the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Back with you on a Monday evening. Glad you could be with us. Larry Bluestein along with Trevor Harris as we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. We're talking a little bit of football, Broward County Showcase. Also, we'll be touching base in just a few minutes with our guy out in California, as he does all the time on Max Preps, Zach Poff. But, you know, there's some, as Kevin Perry just said, there's some really good kickoff events going on. So this week, And then next week, the showcase starts. And as I said, you know, out of town teams will be coming. Also, over the last couple of years, they've added the some Florida teams. This year, as we talked earlier to Coach Wells from Orlando, Dr. Phillips, they'll be one of the teams coming in, and also Jacksonville Bulls. And hopefully we'll be hooking up in just a minute or so with Coach Matt Toblin, the head coach at Jacksonville Bulls. Not yet. Okay. So hopefully we'll get him. And if not, we'll get him in, slide him in next week. But that's part and parcel of being on radio and live radio. You know what? Why don't we just hook in with Zach now? And if Matt should call us back, okay, Trevor? Did you hear me? Okay, so well, you tell me when Mac. So we'll talk to Zach Paw first, and then if we get Coach Toblin, we'll hook him in as well. So let's not waste the time. Valuable, especially now that we're on FM. It's more valuable for us. Hold on a second. He said he's free right now. Do you want to? Do you hear me? Yeah, you could call Coach Toblin. He said he's free. So if you could call him right now, we'll get him on first. Just let me know. You know how this live radio stuff is. And said he's free. And let's see. I always like that. He's ready? Coach is ready? Good stuff. Okay, thanks so much. As I said, Broward Showcase next week, it's a big deal. It really is. It's like a bowl game for the kids. And one of the programs definitely deserves an invite. I mean, and certainly over the years, this program has been one of the best in the state. And last year, coming off a 12-win season, I think they have an opportunity to be one of the best 2A teams in the state this year. Coach Matt Toblin does a tremendous job for Jacksonville Bulls, and he is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy time for you. Got your kickoff classic, but next week you'll be here and playing in the prestigious event in the Broward County Showcase against at Dillard High School against Monarch. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much. We were really excited about the opportunity to do it. And you're right. Like, we shifted practices to the afternoons, and then, you know, it went long. We got weather issues. Like, every high school coach in America is just trying to figure out a way to make it happen.
You know, you take a look at last year. Obviously, you lost to Gadsden County, a real good team last year. They came in second in the state, lost to Coco. But along the way, I mean, this, you really put together a heck of a year. I mean, these kids really played well. You had six shutouts along the way, you know, beat some really good teams, especially in the playoffs, beating Taylor County and beating Walton as well. And you know, I mean, you've coached in the area for a lot of years, and you saw how much success that Bulls achieved throughout the years with Coach Rogers and stuff. This program, it's sort of like, to me, it's like the Yankees. It's like Notre Dame. It's like you always get that instant respect. Talk about that, because to wear a Jacksonville Bulls uniform, if you're an athlete in that area, there's a lot of prestige to it.
No, 100% there is, and that's, you know, there is a standard, you know, there is a really high standard. And I think, you know, that is something that our players have to understand, that it means something to wear that jersey, and like to have alumni come through. And that's one of our longstanding traditions, is anytime alumni comes by, they address the team after practice and they talk about kind of what makes this place so special, you know, to remind us and kind of attach us to the history that is Bulls. But, you know, it is one, but it's also one that we need to tell the kids, like, look, you have to leave your legacy. You know, there is a standard to live up to, but like, you don't have to carry all of that weight. And so like, but there is an expectation that we're going to do well. In fact, like, you know, I've been here, you know, 7 years, we've played for the title twice. We've been in the Final Four a bunch of times, and you know, anywhere else in the world, they would tell you like, hey, coach, you're doing a great job. And here they tell me, I'm on the back and say, don't worry about it. You'll get one eventually, you know?
So,
but it is important to this community, and that's what makes it so awesome.
And you know what? And I think you kind of grasp it, just like Roger Harriott does down at St. Thomas or any of the elite programs. You got to play an elite schedule. I mean, because if you don't ever go, oh, yeah, well, you're 10-1, but you didn't play. But you don't have those type of problems because not only do you open with Monarch in the showcase, and Monarch's a real good program, and obviously Coach Davis has done well. But, oh, by the way, Trinity Christian after that, St. Augustine after that, Bishop Kenny and an Oak Leaf team that probably was one of your most competitive games last year. Talk about the schedule, because you kind of start out, you kind of know where you are by week five.
No, and that's you're right, and that's a huge part of it. I think there's two things that lead into that. Number one is you're correct. The Bulls, there's one goal to win a state championship. And so it's not, hey, let's just have a good regular season and we go out round one, like high five everybody and say good job. Like, There is an expectation that we're going to play in late November, early December, and that we need to be ready for those games. And so at Bowles, we're not afraid to go play the best that we can go find. And if it means we lose a game early, learning about ourselves and striving to be as good as we can be, then that's a loss we're willing to take, because ultimately it's about where we're going to be in late November and like preparing for those games. And that's why we're making the trip down to Miami, is that at some point we're going to have to play a South Florida team, and we want to experience that and be ready for it when it happens later in the playoffs.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, you're coming down. I mean, you're entering the season with some really good young men. I mean, talented young men that obviously a lot of colleges were there during the spring. And you're the type of program, obviously, from an academic standpoint, that if you don't get the Power Four kids or you don't get those, group of five kids, you're going to get Ivy Leagues, you're going to get Patriot League teams, you're going to get a lot of these schools because of the academics. Talk about that balance. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great balance to have. A lot of schools don't have it to the extent that Bowles does.
Oh, no, you're right. And that's a huge part of it. And that, you know, we have some kids that are going to go play for, you know, the biggest schools in the country, but we have a lot of kids that are going to use football to help them get into academic schools that they would not be able to get into otherwise. And that they're using football to open doors to go to Ivy League schools, to go to some of the top 20 academic schools in the country. And that is a really neat part about this place. And it's a really neat part about our kids. Like, our kids are unique in that you can't function here if you're just a football guy. Like, you gotta win in the classroom. You gotta win in other avenues. And our guys, this place is preparing them not just for ball at the next level, but for all of it. And so you're right. Some of our best teams, and I'll be honest with you too, like from a college prospect standpoint, sometimes the metrics matter. And so like there's really, really good high school football players that are just not quite tall enough for, you know, the BCS programs, but they're really good high school football players and really good college players. And like our guys are going to find a way to play. And that a lot of them are using it from an academic standpoint. And so, yeah, we probably have sent more kids to Ivy League schools than most places. And like, we're really proud of that.
Yeah. And obviously you should be. You know, as well as I do, that's what a lot of parents could care less about the athletics. They want to know, what is their kid going to be doing 9 years from now? You know, I mean, when football is over for the most part, because, you know, not everybody's going to play in the NFL, not everybody's going to be playing, you know, professionally. So obviously what you do is prepare them in a lot of ways. And there's a lot of schools in your area. Trinity is obviously the same way, and Bishop Kenny and a lot of those schools like that. But you guys have kind of been in the forefront of won more state titles than anybody. And I appreciate you making time for us, Coach. We're definitely looking forward to seeing you guys. We're there 2 years ago when you played Norland, and obviously had a very young team at the time. The young man Drum was very young at the time. Yeah. But this is a more experienced team that we're going to see coming down next week to play a pretty good Monarch team. And everybody's excited. So it'll be 8 o'clock. It'll be at Dillard High School. Dillard got new artificial surface, so it'll be a really nice field. It'll be on local TV, and I'm sure the people up in Jacksonville will get a chance to see it as well. Coach, I can't thank you enough for making time for us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you for everything you do for high school sports.
Thank you so much. Matt Tublin, the head coach at Jacksonville Bulls. If you got a chance to see them next week against Monarch, that's going to be a really, really a competitive and really good game. So so have an opportunity to check that out as well. And they're going to be on people's list. I think that right now Bulls is kind of on the really under the radar, but certainly people like Zach Poffel start finding out that they're going to be a team that's going to be upper echelon by the end of the year, especially with looks like that Gadsden County may be out of the deal. So who knows? This might be the first of two times that Bulls will be coming to South Florida. But speaking about Zach Poff, like I said, nobody does it better. This young man that just busts his tail, watches everything possible. And this year, he's got his wish. He got his top team in the country, Matter Day, coming down south. He's kind enough to join us. Zach, thanks so much for taking the time. I hope you're rested from your trip to Oregon. The Dodgers are playing okay, and you're in a good mood.
Yeah, I wish the Dodgers were playing a little better. I'd probably be in a little better mood. But, yeah, hey, this is my Christmas, man. High school football season is getting cracking, so we're getting strong here, man. Like you brought up, Mater Dei is going out there to play Aquinas. Can't wait for that. Chaminade, St. Francis, same weekend, same night. So that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously it all kind of kicks off with their kickoff classics this week with IMG taking on the First Academy, two programs that are pretty good. Obviously, the First Academy won't be able to play for a state title, but you have some really good football teams. You mentioned, obviously, Chaminade and St. Thomas in the state. American Heritage lost a lot. I think people are kind of, you know, between you and I at the beginning, I think they're kind of overlooking the fact that they got a really good schedule. It's going to be tough for them. They don't have the depth that they had. You know, you lose a marquee running back, and you got to remember that Diabel didn't play down the stretch, you know, last year. So he comes back. Their schedule's crazy after St. Joe's. They got to play St. Thomas, and they got to play Chaminade, and they got to – so their road goes through there. Northwestern, who I think – you know, having watched them, is one of the most talented teams in the country. I don't think anybody's going to come close to them. They don't have the great schedule that they had. But talk about them. And coming off of last year, I know they got they were in the national news a lot because of Teddy Bridgewater, but this team is just absolutely loaded.
Yeah, it was tough to see, you know, how it all played out with Teddy Bridgewater because he wasn't doing anything wrong, man. He's just trying to help out kids in his community. So no that kind of turned sour. But, yeah, they're loaded. I mean, some people are kind of giving us a little bit of grief for having them ranked at number 11 to start the year. And I was telling them, hey, we probably could have had them even higher. That's how loaded they are. They're stacked at every position. They got two really, really good quarterbacks. They're loaded at wide receiver. They got studs all over on defense. Yeah, they're going to be really, really good this year. We'll see how it plays out. You know, obviously Teddy Bridgewater won't be there, and that's going to be but they still got a good group of guys, and the coaching staff's going to fill right in, and, you know, it's going to be fun. They play Orange Lutheran on, August 23rd, so that'll be a nice Florida versus California matchup. You know, they lose a lot this year, but they're really good in the trenches, and when you're good in the trenches, it makes everybody's job easier at the other position. So that'll be a fun game to start the year for both those programs.
Yeah, and they play Lakeland this week in a kickoff classic. Yeah. I know Lakeland kind of still bruised over last year with St. Thomas shut them out and ran the clock on them. And then another team, too, is Miami Central. Somebody said, feel sorry for Miami Central. They still got cats. They still got some really good football talent. Obviously, the coaching staff knows these kids very well. They're not as deep, but they've got a lot of talent. Talk about them.
Yeah, they kind of got a sour taste in their mouth after the way it played out last year, having to forfeit all those games. And, we're getting ready to release our preseason All-America teams, and they got a lot of talent, especially from the class of 2028. So I think they're going to get things turned around this year and be back to what they've been over years past. I mean, a lot of people forget last year they only had that one loss to Lakeland and were playing really, really well, and they were definitely going to be the favorites to win another state title. Had to forfeit all those games, miss the playoffs. So I think a lot of people are going to realize Miami Central isn't going anywhere heading into this year.
I agree. Derek Gibson takes over for Jube Joseph. Derek was there for 10 years before going on to his alma mater, Killian, then eventually FAU, and he's back, and he's had a great spring as well. West Boca Raton, last year was one of those years. This school had never – they've only had a couple of winning seasons ever. Now they're loaded up. I think and their schedule is a little crazy, starting with the kickoff classic this Thursday against Chaminade at home, and they've been looking forward to that more than the regular season.
Yeah, hey, they're good. I mean, they're really, really good. They bring a lot of talent back from last year. I love the running back Mallory. He's an absolute stud. You know, Miami's getting a big time dude in him, and you know, they went 15-0 last year, won the school's first state title. I don't expect them to go anywhere this year. I think they're going to be competing for another state title, and you know, they play some teams to start the year, but I think they're going to have a chance to win every game again this season.
Yeah, no doubt. Zach Poff joins us, does a tremendous job, national editor. Who does Mater Dei go in as the number one team in the country?
Yeah, they bring back a lot. They added some. They're just, when you look at depth, they're loaded at every position. And then St. John Bosco starts here at number two. But the thing I love with Mater Dei is they're playing a very, very tough schedule. They're going to have probably the second toughest schedule in high school football this year. They got a trip out to Florida to play Aquinas. They got a trip out to Vegas to play Bishop Gorman. They're also playing a bunch of legit teams in the state of California, going to face the best public school most likely in California in Corona Centennial. And then obviously they get to the Trinity League with games against Bosco, Santa Margarita, Orange Lutheran, and Servite, and those type of schools too. So yeah, they start the year at number one. They bring back a lot. You know, they got this dude, Mark Bowman, at tight end. He's special, man. A lot of people are comparing him to Brock Bowers, and nice. He's the real deal, man.
Yeah. Who, anybody else? Give a couple of other teams that may be able to slide in and, you know, may make a run because of their schedule. Cause I know that's often a kind of a sticking point, because sometimes these teams, as you mentioned, don't have those schedules. You know, we're talking to Coach Matt Toblin from Jacksonville Bulls, who I think is going to surprise a lot of people as well. They're loaded with talent. But you got to play these elite teams. You got to have those national schedules. And I think that programs like St. Thomas and Central and those programs like that, this year Columbus stepping up as well. Talk about anybody else that you think may be able to slide in there and give it a good run.
Yeah, I mean, you brought up a couple of them. I think American Heritage, obviously, with the schedule they have, you know, you brought up all the teams they're playing. They also have a trip out to New Orleans to take on the best team in that state in Edna Carr, who's absolutely loaded this year after going undefeated for the first time since 2018 last year. So I think Heritage, if they can run the table, they're going to definitely be in the mix. Dia Bell, he got hurt last year in the playoffs, but he was putting together a huge junior season. The jump he took from his sophomore to junior year, very impressive. And you look at the schedule they played last season, they played a lot of big-time programs as well. So I think he's going to take an even bigger jump this year. You know, you saw him win Elite 11 MVP earlier this summer, so he can show that, you know, he's among the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in high school football, and Aquinas too. You know, they open up against Mater Dei. You win that game, you're going to have a chance to definitely jump in the top three of the rankings and even have a, you know, argument to jump all the way up to number one. They start the year at number 10. So I think those are two teams in Florida that have really put themselves in good position. Same with Chaminade, Madonna. They got a very tough schedule again this year too. So I think those three teams from South Florida are all going to be in the mix to finish the year at number one if they run the table, or, you know, even maybe drop one game.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, before we let you go, somebody was asking me before about Centennial of California. They had sent us a message since you obviously know about those programs. How do they figure in?
Corona Centennial is going to be an absolute dog again this year. You know, they got Matt Logan at head coach. He's been there for a very, very long time. He's 5 wins away from 300. So Corona Centennial is always a marquee program. They always play a tough schedule. They got another tough one this year. So they're going to definitely be in the mix. And it's going to be fun this year too, Larry. We got some news coming out. You know, Max Preps will have our own game of the week that we'll live stream every Friday night. I'm going to get to travel and be on the broadcast. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We get started this week on Friday, going out to Georgia to do number 4 Grayson at Collins Hill. So it's going to be a fun year this year. We're going to make a trip out to Florida at some point. It looks like we're going to try and do one of those games later in October. So
Okay. Well, just let me know in advance. We'll try to make it over there. Say hello to you, yeah, as always, man. I can't thank you enough for what you do, and you bring it strong. I always love talking to you. You're one of the best, and one day you'll have to, because I'm doing a baseball podcast, so I'm going to have you on that as well sometime. So,
yeah, hit me up, yeah, man. This is the time to, yeah, hit me up right now. The Dodgers aren't doing too good, so you can have a little snack. So.
Listen, being a Met fan, I don't feel sorry for
That's
you,
true.
Okay?
We've got the Mets kind of struggling too.
Yeah, struggling big time. Zach, I can't thank you enough, brother. Thank you for everything you do. We'll hook you up during the season, and we'll go from there.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Lori. Appreciate you,
too,
man.
You too. Zach Poff from Max Preps. There's nobody who does it better. Great guy. Follows this thing as well as anybody. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. They treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We take our final break, and then we'll come back and wrap it up.
Welcome back to the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app, sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we are back to wrap things up. I yelled. I saw your face. I yelled. What a great show. And if you missed anything, just go to WQAM.com, top of the page where it says podcast. We'll have all those interviews with you. We do a recap that in the morning, you know, of everybody who was on the show. If you missed Matt Helmrich from Peachtree Ridge High School, or Craig Damon from the FHSAA, or Rodney Wells from Orlando Dr. Phillips, or Dr. Kevin Perry from the Broward Showcase, or Coach Matt Tomlin from Jacksonville Bulls, or Zach Poff, which was great, from Max Preps. You'll be able to catch up with that. We will be with you every Monday night. There's a couple, I think there's one Monday night. The Dolphins have a game, so we will, with our pregame show starting early, we'll probably be on that Tuesday. Don't know about Labor Day night. I would expect us to be on Monday night because it's the day after the hurricane game. So obviously everyone's going to want to, you know, bitch and moan either way, you know, hey, we didn't do this or we did that. And are we going to beat Bethune-Cookman?
Already lined up already.
Yeah, no doubt. We got the calls lined up already. I'm glad you enjoyed our show on our new WQAM 104.3 FM, your sports station. And for those of you listening to us for the first time, I hope this will not be the last. And like I said, our format is not only the live format, but because we have all those podcasts and we have six guests every week, it makes it a lot easier for you to follow along with our show 52 weeks a year. We are damn proud to do it. Coming up on year 16 doing this for WQAM, and we're excited about that. But that will do it for this Monday. We thank Trevor Harris for doing what he does every week for us. Next week we'll have a different you could bet that Trevor will be on them to make sure that our rejoins will be professional. He's already punching his hand, so that means that he's going to get on the job. Thanks so much. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.